With me, Mark Gordon, the Artistic and Executive Director of the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis, and Andrew Green, the Founder and Director of the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Good to be back with you.
We are here to talk about Fright Night, happening on October 30th at the High Point Theater, an annual tradition from the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis. Tell us about this concert.
This is a partnership with Cinema St. Louis, and we will be performing the music live to two short silent movies. But what's different is that we've done it before in our normal venue, but this time with Cinema St. Louis, we're going to be in their new home, the High Point Theater, which is at the corner of Skinker and Clayton Road. We'll be in a real movie theater, and our musicians will be playing the music plus some extra stuff live in the theater, so people will be able to have that fabulous High Point popcorn. And we're going to start at 7:30. The parking is through an agreement with Lindell Bank, which is right across the street from the High Point. We're pretty excited both about the venue and the partnership with Cinema St. Louis. That fits in so well with what Andrew does. He is an authority on accompanying silent movies, movies of the 20s and 30s. And I should mention the two movies, of course. The first one is going to be Buster Keaton in a 1922 film called Cops. And then the second one will be Laurel and Hardy in a 1928 movie titled Habeas Corpus. And Andrew, I'll let you maybe tell a little bit about those films.
Absolutely. These two films are some of the best of the silent comedy genre. Buster Keaton and Cops was released in 1922, and it is known as the quintessential chase film. And I love that these early films, you know, they had no script when they were making them. They basically had a premise and they figured out the rest from there. The basic gist of Cops is Buster is trying to impress his lady and makes every possible wrong decision, ending up being in the middle of a police parade and chaos ensues. And Laurel and Hardy in Habeas Corpus, this film's from 1928. It was right on the verge of where silent comedy was turning into that newfangled art form called talkies. But it was one of those first films where they didn't have speaking roles. They had a pre-recorded Vitaphone soundtrack. But of course, the film being in 1928, some theaters were still doing it as a silent film. And so what we will literally be doing is recreating the movie-going experience of the 1920s down to the T. I'm very fortunate in my library of music. I have over 15,000 pieces of music from about 1882 to 1930, most of it between about 1900 and 1925. And we have in there the original musical scores for about 500 different pictures. So the Gish sisters, Douglas Fairbanks, Harold Lloyd, Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Laurel and Hardy, you name it, we have it. And we'll be literally playing the original scores that were put together for these films in the 20s and having our drummer, Joey Antico, doing all of the Foley work that was called for in all of the picture books of the day of how to really craft the experience. So the musicians of Chamber Music Society of St. Louis will be playing that score. I'll be there guiding them along, making sure that we're in time with the film. And it really is an interactive experience. You won't just have the films playing. It's not like going to a multiplex and watching Oppenheimer and eating your popcorn for 3 hours. You're going to be there cheering on the good guys, booing and hissing at the villain, and of course, laughing out loud while the guys do funny stuff on screen. It's quite an experience and something that doesn't get to happen very often anymore.
Well, the evening sounds like it's going to be, what was that phrase in the 20s? The cat's pajamas? Andrew, I'm curious about how you became an expert in these silent films. Was your entry point through the music?
It started with a love of the music. So when I was 10 years old, I was getting frustrated with piano. I was playing the classics, Beethoven, Bach, Chopin, etc., and I hated it because it was music that was very difficult, and I was on the verge of quitting piano. And as a reward, my piano teacher gave me a break. She said, I'll give you a fun piece, and then we'll get back to all of this good stuff that you need to learn if you're going to be a piano player. And it was Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. And that piece of music opened up the door to so much in my life. I was just immediately intrigued and knew from that moment that I wanted to do something with this music during my life. After high school, I entered the University of Maryland in 2009 and quickly grouped a bunch of musicians together who were at the School of Music and formed the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra in the basement of a dorm hall. And our mission is to preserve, perform, and interpret this music that's so culturally important to our national heritage.
One of the things that our audiences for the appearances that Andrew has done with us, they really enjoy is Andrew gives a certain sense of history about the music that we play and the films that the audience sees. And he always manages to bring in a tie to St. Louis since we were such a center for ragtime music and great ragtime musicians. Our timing works out really well with Fright Night. Our concert date is Monday, October 30th. And again, it's at 7:30. So we're setting the day before Halloween, put everybody in the mood.
For more information about Fright Night and to purchase your tickets, visit chambermusicstl.org. Andrew, is there anything that you'd like potential audience members to know about Fright Night?
I would say if you've ever poo-pooed silent movies in the past because they're too old, it's silent, it's not funny, you've never seen a film until you've seen it with live music and a live audience responding. It is an experience that you cannot recreate anywhere else, certainly not with modern films, and it is some of the most fun that you can have in a movie-going setting. So definitely come out for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great music, great history, and an overall great time, fun for the whole family.
There you have it. And as Mark mentioned earlier, you'll also get some of that terrific High Point Theater popcorn. Mark, Andrew, thank you so much for your time today. We'll see you on October 30th at Fright Night.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julie.